It's a chief technology officer's job to see the big picture, recognize trends, assess threats, and anticipate where it's all heading. We just heard from a federal agency CTO. Now for a different perspective, we turn to an industry counterpart. Mark Papermaster is the chief technology officer and senior vice president at computer chip maker AMD. He spoke alongside Customs and Border Protection CEO Wolf Tombe at the government conference at the Consumer Electronics Show. Papermaster told me how a CTO's job can vary in the private sector.
Generally, you'll see that the CTO role is a key position, quite typically reporting to the CEO, and you know, typically having a broad responsibility in terms of understanding technology trends and how to marry that with internal capabilities and then bring those together. How do you solve customer problems? So it's generally has a high amount of customer interaction and then interaction with technologists across the industry and bringing, again, those facets together to solve problems.
Now, AMD itself is in a highly technical industry in making semiconductors. Does the CTO get involved with that end of things or pretty much the information technology to run the company and also to interact with customers?
So the way that we run the CTO role is actually distinct from the CIO role. So we have a CIO, which has responsibility for our IT infrastructure. And you know, as a technology company, the way that we leverage the CTO role is really understanding, again, the technology trends. Where is the industry going? What do our customers need, not only today, but out over the next 5 years? And how do our capabilities best meet those needs? And how can we put those together to solve the problems? And typically that means a collaboration. So CTO in industry today has to not only understand technology and not only have a vision of where things are going, but the ability to collaborate, bring people together to solve complex problems that are typically going to take several different sources of technology. If you look at AMD, we've changed over the years. So AMD did, in fact, used to fabricate the semiconductors. But several years ago, we actually changed to be a design company. And so we work with other foundries to fabricate the semiconductors, and we drive the design. So we're developing leading-edge CPUs, leading-edge graphics, leading-edge IPs that can come together. And then we have the ability to integrate that hardware and software to solve a customer problem. And, you know, examples of that, recent products. So you look at the game consoles are powered by AMD solutions with our technology combined with our customer technology. You can look at the latest iMac with that 27-inch 5K Retina display. That has AMD graphics very tightly integrated in it. So those are kind of solutions where we can bring our technology and really partner deeply with our customers to provide a solution.
All right, so what are some of the things that you do look at as a CTO?
So what we have to really look at is, again, it's understanding where are big challenges. For instance, I have been spending a lot of time with the federal government, understanding from their CIOs and their CTOs, the problems of today in IT infrastructure and where things are going. Security is a very, very common theme. So, we got that message. We invested several years ago in a security solution that we now put out across all of our, CPU and graphics and our we have many solutions where we combine all of that capability to provide both compute and visualization. Yet it all has a consistent security backbone that we can then interface with the security infrastructures that our government customers or our industry customers, for that matter, are putting together. A great example of a trend that we had to get ahead of and put a solution in place.
Anything exciting in the consumer space that you saw at Consumer Electronics Show that could translate to industry?
Well, Tom, absolutely. And so, first of all, anyone that was at the Consumer Electronics Show realized that, the trend that started several years ago of the Internet of Things, where almost every device will be connected to the Internet, is just continuing on its torrid pace. So you saw, at work and at home, you just saw many, many examples of everything being connected. And that's great because that brings more productivity to each of our days. It brings more information to each of us as we go about, getting our tasks taken care of. But the thing that you realize is it's an overload of data that's being created. And that's what was very exciting for me at AMD, because we are creating, I'll call it the hub for the Internet of Things. It's devices that can really handle that heavy lifting of how do you manage all of that data that's being created, process it, and then visualize it back so it can be useful. And we focus on doing that for devices, in PCs and tablets and the edge of networks and the server. So, you know, we are really excited about this trend. And again, as a CTO, you know, I'm completely focused to making sure we have the right solutions there.
We're speaking with Mark Papermaster. He is the Chief Technology Officer at Advanced Micro Devices. And in the day-to-day operation of things within a company relative to a federal agency, how does the CTO interact? I mean, who is it you talk to? You mentioned who you report to, the CEO.
Right. Well, you know, I'll give you the industry answer. That's where I play. But I do want to give you sort of my view of where, you know, as I've talked to Wolf Tombe and others in federal government, where I think there's applicability. So one of the roles of the CTO has is to cross business lines. So if you look at AMD, we are focused on several markets. And for myself and the technology team that I run, we need to span each of those needs, whether that the technology solutions being put in place for a server solution in the cloud, or whether it's a mobile device. You have to step back and say, let's not just be siloed in that one particular solution we're providing. What are the aspects that cross? How do we make sure that things work together so that for our customers they have almost Lego block kind of solutions where as you're attacking a problem on the cloud, that it works seamlessly with your client devices, that it interops with other solutions that other companies may have, so our customers can have multi-source solutions, things of that nature. So what's the applicability of the federal government? Well, obviously there's many agencies in the government, and I think the CTOs there can play a key role in harmonizing some of the approaches, getting some common views of technology, and ensuring that even as solutions come from multiple technology providers, that it's there's a grander vision in how it can be more efficient and how it comes together. And what that means, of course, is more efficiency. It's a better solution at less cost.
And you mentioned earlier the Internet of Things. Any other technology trends that you see coming in that the federal agencies should also worry about?
With everything becoming more connected, that is that broad term of Internet of Things. But what else did you see? What you saw is that visualization is taking off. And there's really a whole new category that's starting to take hold. If you look at the Computer Electronics Show last year, 2014, there was a startup called Oculus VR, very, very small at that show. And in that intervening year, they were bought by over $2 billion by Facebook, and they had a huge display at CES this year. And they create really a virtual reality where you can don a pair of headsets and you're almost transported into a different environment. And there's, of course, you'll see many other companies that are developing this type of approach as well. This had a lot of bearing for the federal government. This type of category, when you look at the spend on modeling and simulation, on education that we have for people in our armed services and people across many of the agencies where we have extensive training budgets. Imagine if you capture this in an interactive way rather than just rolling a tape where someone gets educated. Imagine that what is today very expensive simulation environments could be brought down into literally hundreds of dollars to equip your personnel to be trained versus today's thousands and thousands of dollars. So quite a disruptive technology in play in the area of virtual reality.